The president gets personal during his speech in Jakarta yesterday.
Because Indonesia is made up of thousands of islands and hundreds of languages and people from scores of regions and ethnic groups, my time here helped me appreciate the common humanity of all people.
Delivering a message that could have been meant more for American citizens than Indonesians.
Those things that I learned to love about Indonesia, that spirit of tolerance that's written into your constitution, symbolized in mosques and churches and temples standing alongside each other. That spirit that's embodied in your people, that still lives on.
Indonesia, Asia's model of tolerance that the rest of the world can learn from.
Come on, everybody. Can't we all just get along? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, November 10th. People kind of digesting his speech this morning since it was so late for Americans last night.
A message to Muslims, getting along Obama style. That's at the top of the morning's top news stories. Let's listen.
Indonesia, bagian dari diri saya.
That's President Obama speaking Indonesian in Jakarta, saying Indonesia is a part of me. In this morning's speech at the University of Indonesia, the president worked on improving America's image within the Islamic world.
I've made it clear that America is not and never will be at war with Islam. Instead, all of us must work together to defeat al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim nation, President Obama says his stepfather embodied the country's spirit of religious tolerance.
My stepfather, like most Indonesians, was raised a Muslim. He firmly believed that all religions were worthy of respect. In this way, he reflected the spirit of religious tolerance that is enshrined in Indonesia's constitution.
President spent 4 years in Jakarta as a boy, Indonesia, the second stop on his four-nation Asian tour.
It's kind of like his version of Ich bin ein Berliner, right? President Obama is now in South Korea for the G20 summit. He's walking into an angry hive of world leaders, very upset by the Fed's plan to pump more money into the U.S. economy. China downgraded the U.S.'s credit rating yesterday. They accuse Washington of trying to manipulate the dollar to create jobs, exactly what the U.S. accuses China of doing with its currency, the yuan. G20 countries account for 85% of all world economic activity. In Haiti, health officials say there are 73 confirmed cases of cholera in Port-au-Prince, hundreds more in the capital showing symptoms of the disease. Christian Lindemeyer is with the World Health Organization in Haiti.
The numbers will keep rising. It will get to most of the cities, if not all. As one doctor I talked today in a hospital put it, is the germ is following the people.
Across the island, almost 10,000 people are infected with cholera.
In Baghdad, a string of bombs went off within minutes of each other at houses in the city's Christian neighborhood. Four people were killed. It follows last week's church massacre that left 58 dead. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has threatened more violence against the country's Christians. A day after saying BP and others didn't cut corners to save money, that presidential panel looking into the Gulf oil spill says BP did ignore some warning signs.
It's very difficult for me to conclude that there was not a culture of complacency affecting everything involved.
Co-chair William Riley says BP, Halliburton, and Transocean all made a series of bad decisions that led to the rig explosion.
And it turns out 59 million Americans don't have health insurance. The Centers for Disease Control says that's up 400,000 from last year. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down and futures are mixed. The Dow starts at 11,346, the S&P at 1,213, the NASDAQ at 2,562. Well, later on this hour, we're going to be joined by John Legend, singer-songwriter. We're going to talk about his latest, most socially aware and political album to date. It's called Wake Up.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.